Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And today I'm just so irritated. I know you can hear it in my voice. So basically, I don't even know what this episode is going to be about. It's probably basically just going to be about entrepreneurs and the ups and the downs of it all. Because yes, being an entrepreneur gives you so much freedom to an extent where you make your own schedule and things like that. But you're still in charge of everything, and sometimes you're working when other people are sleeping, and you have to always come up with new ideas, and you always have to have that capital to, you know, make your business grow. So the other day I got a few orders for some of my Buddha short sets, and I really didn't have the capital to get the inventory, because I do have inventory, but I have inventory for like the fall. Like, I still have sweatsuits and things like that. And I haven't even been promoting because, like I said, I still have my hairline. I still make wigs. You know, I'm busy doing things like that. And it's just like I got a lot going on. So I didn't really have time to promote my sweatsuits and everything like that. But now it's the summertime. So now that I'm getting orders for my short sets, I'm like, okay, I have to purchase inventory. So I'm like, oh my God, that's going to take a chunk of my finances. And I'm just working on business credit now, guys. Like, I know I've been in business for a couple of years, like 11 years, actually. And my business credit is still kind of shaky. Like, when I went into business, I had no idea about business. My background was in the medical field. But I started this business because, actually, I started my jewelry company first. Then I started my makeup line. And then I had my wig line, my hair company. And then I invested into Burna Sage, which I still own all of those businesses. All of those businesses are 100% my businesses. I don't have any partners. I don't owe any banks any money. It's all mine. But I know in order for me to grow, I have to just take risks. I have to take bigger chances. And so anyway, last week I started getting orders for the short sets. So I invested my money. I just put it on my credit card to buy the inventory that I need, right? So I go to get the embroidery done today, and a guy tells me, da-da-da, mind you, I was already paying $15 per item. So per t-shirt, whatever, each, right? So $15 each per item, whatever, and for embroidery. So he tells me today that it is going to be $38. So basically $40 per embroidery. So if I'm getting a top done, the top is going to be $40 for the embroidery and the bottom. So just for one outfit, just for one set, that's going to be $80. So I'm just like, how the hell did it go from 15 to 40? Well, he said 38, but I'm just going to just say 40. Might as well just say 40. I literally can't do it. I will not make any money, because I'm going to have to charge my customers extra on top of what they're already paying. And then I'm already paying more for wholesale. I'm paying more for embroidery. So I literally am at a wall, a rock in a hard place, because I have the orders. I just don't have the means to do it. And I'm so frustrated. But you know what? I'm not going to be frustrated. I have this inventory. I'm going to figure out a plan B. Yes, I cried. And listen, I'll never cry. I was so frustrated because I'm just like, Father God, I literally just went out on a leap of faith and charged all this inventory on my credit card. I have to pay this back. But I was relying on the sales. And now I have to get this embroidery done. And it's beyond what I am willing to pay right now. It's physically, I can't do that. Like, I'm going to literally be paying $80 for one outfit. What, I'm going to sell it for $200? I can. But the time and place that we are right now, even though my quality is amazing and it's organic cotton and the embroidery is impeccable, it's no cheap shit, it's still, I want my people to wear it. And a lot of people just don't want to just spend $200 right now when eggs are like $10. You know, they got to pay for their kids' graduations and things like that going on. And I know people that God is going to do it, but I just wanted to make it be like, I wanted to keep it the price that it was, $160. And I just felt like I would have to raise it up to $200 to make a profit. And I just, phew, I was so frustrated. So when I left the embroidery shop, I was crying. And bad enough, it's like nasty and rainy outside. But I'm like, girl, knock it off. Like, I shed a tear. I wiped it. I said, okay, now what we gonna do? The next plan is for me to buy my own embroidery machine, which I was going to do last year, but that and the machine that I want is very expensive. But I feel like that I'm just going to have to lease me an embroidery machine. It is what it is. You understand me? I don't know how much it's going to be a month. Maybe it'll be like $300 a month. I got to do what I got to do. And now I realize if I lease me the embroidery machine, I'm keeping most of the profits, because all I have to do is pay for inventory, and I don't have to pay for embroidery. So I'm cutting out the middleman. So I'm going to make more money. So sometimes things happen for a reason. You might look at it at that moment as a tragedy and devastation and like, why is this happening? But then you also have to be, like I said, I'm a businesswoman and I've been in business for a minute, and I know you're going to have some days that's amazing, some days that's tough, but that's just the whole point of being an entrepreneur. It's not cut for everybody. Everybody cannot be an entrepreneur. Unless you got somebody with some big money backing you, then you fine. But if you getting out the mud and you got to work two or three jobs to keep your business going, and listen, you ain't got no time for no losses, and you're going to keep losing. You're going to win, you're going to lose, but you got to find a place to not be, don't get lost in the sauce too long. So like I said, I went to the embroidery shop. He told me how much it's going to be now, and I have all this inventory. I did the math. It's not going to happen. That's just not what I'm trying to give right now. I'm like, okay, I was fine with the $15 a piece embroidery, because like one set, $30, I could make a nice little profit. But nigga, you charging me what? What? Nah, we can't do that. You done added a whole $10 on. We can't do that. So, you know, I'm like, you know, I left feeling a little what's the word I'm looking for? Discouraged. But it's never gonna happen for too long. I said, all right, so what's the plan B? The plan B is to get this embroidery machine. So I need to figure out how I'm gonna get that within like a week frame. Like, I have to get it ASAP. And even if I have to get these pieces that I got right now embroidered, because I have orders, I'm gonna do that. But in the meantime, I have to work towards getting my embroidery machine, and I just have to fit that in my budget somehow for my business. And that's all about business. You have to keep going. You have to keep elevating yourself. It's not going to be a walk in the park. Yes, it can be fun at times. It can be amazing at times. But it also can be a fucking pain in the ass. It can stress you out sometimes, because you just might compare your business to the next person's business. And why my business ain't doing that? And why I don't have a team? And why I don't have support? And why? It doesn't matter. This is a life that you chose. And this is a life that I chose, to be an entrepreneur. I don't have no big backing. Nobody's backing me up. Everything is through the blood, sweat, and tears of my grind, my work ethic, my hustle, my responsibilities. I stay on top of shit and I keep going. Yeah, times got hard, but I keep going. You know, it's just as life. You know, and we're gonna figure it out. So just stay tuned. I got some new sets coming for Burning Sage. I'm a little irritated today, but I'll be fine in a little bit. I just wanted to share that, like, to any entrepreneurs listening out here, especially the ones, if you ain't got that mommy and daddy money, or you ain't got that big homie money backing you up, listen, you know the struggle. Like, you know, and then I have multiple businesses, and you have to make sure that you're putting life into all of them. So on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And I'm not going to keep a long drawn out podcast today. It's no need. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. I might come back later. See how I'm feeling tonight. Yeah, I'll come back later and see what did I come up with, because like right now I'm about to get on the laptop and do some research and try to find me a reasonable embroidery machine, because I know how to do embroidery myself. So I mean, why not use my creativity? Like, God didn't bless me with all these gifts for no reason, so it's just like, duh. It's like, you know, even an idiot would understand, like, girl, you know how to do embroidery. But all right, so I'm going to go, guys. Peace out. Love you guys. Take care. Stay sucker free. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And I'm out. Bye.